Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
We're learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis. We're going to be learning the sugi of Shinui Makom for brachas. What's the halachas of changing one's place in regard to a hefsek in brachas? The sugi actually starts on the bottom of Kuf Aleph from an Aleph. That's where the sugi starts. Where Rabbi Yechanan says his din. That afi dayayin nami yotzu, that the people who made kiddush in the base of Knesset are not only yetzer kiddush, because he holds that you don't need kiddush in makom suda, but they're also yetzer the bracha of bari pri gafen on yayin, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that shinui makom ain't tzarich levarich. Rabbi Yechanan holds that shinui makom is not a problem, and the Gemara says meisvei shinui makom tzarich levarich, and the Gemara says tivzei Rabbi Yechanan to yufta. So we paskin that shinui makom does need a bracha. So the Gemara starts off with a halacha that says that Rav Chista said in the name of Rav Huna, "Ha da amid shinu makam tzarich levarich loy shanu mi bayis lebayis avu mi makam lemakam loy." That's only from two houses, but in Agir's is mi makam lemakam two places. There's not a problem of shinu makam, and we had regard to kiddush makam suda also a discussion of mi makam lemakam. There it said. Savamina, they thought that the din of Kiddush Makom Suda is only Mibayis Labayis, but Mimakom Lamakom Mechad Beis Eloi. And the Gemara says, no, because a lot of times I was in front of Shmuel, and he went down from the Igra to Ara and made Kiddush in the Ara. In other words, he was makbid not to make Kiddush in the Igra and eat on the Ara. So therefore you see that even in the same house, from the upstairs to the downstairs, that's also a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. Now, in this sugya, in the Shinui Makom, I already started a little bit in the previous share this inyan, but here we're going to give more with the Shleimus, particularly about Shinui Makom by Brachas. In this sugya, the three Mahalchim and the Rishainim had to, both in the Girsa and in the Pshat of the Gemara here, both by Kiddush Makom Suda and by Shinui Makom Linyan Brachas. The first Girsa and Mahalch is Taisus and the Rosh. Taisus and the Rosh are Gairus in the previous Gemara. That savam minay hanim mil mibayis lebayis alva mimakam lemakayim loy, and the Gemara there says no, because since he went meigru la'ara and made kiddush azurah, even mimakam lemakayim is considered a problem that's not called kiddush mimakam suda. And in our Gemara, the gairis mipina lepina loyshal mibayis bayis alva mipina lepina loy, because they hold that kiddush mimakam suda and shini makam linyan brachas have exactly the same gather. There are three dargis. There's bayis lebayis, from one house to another house. There's makayim lemakayim, from one room to another room, or from the upstairs to the downstairs. Cheidu lecheidu, or bayis laliyah. And then you have pina lepina, which is two corners in the same room. But the Gemara by Kiddush Makom Suda thought that the holding is dafkan bayis lebayis, two separate houses. But as long as you're in the same house, even from one room to the next, even from the upstairs to the downstairs, that wouldn't be a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. And the Gemara's maskana there was, no, you see that Shmuel went from the upstairs to the downstairs and made Kiddush. Is the raya that upstairs to downstairs and who would in two different rooms is a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. And our Gemara, Agamar is saying that the only din of Shinui Makom by Brachas is Bayis Lebayis, but not Pina Lepina. In other words, Makom Lemakom also is a problem of Shinui Makom Lagabi Brachas. The only thing that works is Pina Lepina from one corner and another corner to the same room. So according to Taiz and the Rosh, the gather is exactly the same by Kiddush Makom Suda and by Shinui Makom by Brachas, but both of them, Bayis Lebayis or Makom Lemakom in the same house, two different rooms, they all are a problem. And in the same room, Mipina Lepina, there it's not a problem. And like we mentioned in the previous year, that there is still a chilek between Bayis Lebayis and Makom Lemakom in one house, that Taiz and the Rosh learned from the Yerushalmi that Bayis Lebayis, even when you have Das, when you make Kiddush in one house, Al Das to eat in another house, it also doesn't work. But if it's the same house, just from one room to another room, das would work. If you made kiddush in one room, al das eat in another room, or meigra al das eat in the ara, then it would work. So who did by shinui makom? The Rama says in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches that the same chiluk would apply. That bayis lebayis, even das doesn't help. If you eat in one place, al das eat in another house, there would be a problem of shinui makom lagabe brachas. from room to room, even though there is a problem of shina makim when you don't have das, if you're nimlach, if you decided afterwards seated in another room, but if you metchila, when you first made the bracha, you had das seated in another room, then there wouldn't be a problem of shina makim for brachas. This is the sheet of the Taisus and the Rush. But there are two other sheetas. And their other sheetas are gairis by kiddush makim sudo osa mipina lapina. By both cases, they're gairis mipina lapina. If you gairis mipina lapina, by both halachas, both by kiddush makim suda and also by shina makim lebrachas, that would clearly indicate that there's a chilik in halacha between shina makim legabe brachas and shina makim legabe kiddush makim suda. That by kiddush makim suda, pina lepina is a problem. And by shina makim lebrachas, pina lepina is not a problem. So this is the sheet of the Ran and the Maram Chalava, that they say that Negei Kiddush, and we spoke this out in the previous year, even two places in the same room is also a problem. Because when the Gemara says that by Kiddush doesn't work, Pina Lepina is also a problem, two places in the same room. Flav Dafka Me'igru La'ara. And by Brachas, that clearly the Gemara says that Pina Lepina is not a problem. Elamai, there's a chilah between Kiddush Shemakim Suda and by Brachas. So according to the Ran and the Maram Chalava, there is no chilik between Pina Lepina, two places in one room, and Makam Lamakam, like upstairs to downstairs, Igra La'ara, or Acheda L'Acheda, one room to the next. There's no chilik at all. V'haraya. When the Gemara says earlier by Kiddush Makam Suda that Pina Lepina, the Gemara thought, wasn't the problem, and then the Gemara brought a raya, it is a problem, because Shmuel went to Igra La'ara, and that was a raya that even Pina Lepina is a problem. Because since you see that Igra La'ara is not called Kiddush Makam Suda, who would think Pina Lepina is not called Kiddush Makam Suda? So you see clearly that there's no chilik between Makam Lamakam and Pina Lepina. In the Ran, there's no such chilik at all. There's only two chilukim, Bayis Labayis, and Makam Lamakim. So by Kiddush Makam Suda, there, the Gemara thought there was only a problem by Bayis Labayis, and the Gemara's maskana was the problem Pina Lepina, which means even two places in the same room. By Shina Makam by Brachas, there the Gemara says it is only a problem by Bayis Labayis, but by Pina Lepina it's not a problem. And that would of course mean who had been Makam Lamakim is not a problem because the Gemara is not Mechal between the two. This is the sheet of the Ran and the Maram Chalava that Legabe Kiddush Makam Suda, even two places in the same room is a problem. But Legabe Shina Makam by Brachas, even two different rooms, even upstairs or downstairs, is not a problem. What the Svara Lechalek is, there, the Maram Chalava says simply because Kiddush Makam Suda, you need the exact Makam. That's the din. Kiddush Makam Suda. Mashen came Brachas, there's no din, you need the exact Makam. The din is a shini makam. When you change the makam, that's a hesach hadas. That's considered like you're totally masich das from that suda and you started a different suda. For that, you need a complete change of makam. You need a bayis labayis. Anything else is not called the shini makam lagabe brachas. The Ran says a different knetch. The Ran says, because by kiddush makam suda, we're dealing with a suda's pass. A suda's pass, generally speaking, people are makbet to be in exactly the same place. You don't even move from Pina Lepina when eating a Suda's pass. You stay put. So therefore, any move is already considered a different makam, and that's a problem by Kiddush Makam Suda. Mashayin came by Brachas, we're not discussing a Suda of pass, we're discussing other machalim. You're not eating a meal, mamish, you're eating a snack. By a snack, it's not, it is a derech, you don't stay in the same place. How about that you go from one place to another place in the same room? There, to go to a different house, that's already a shinui. But if you're going just from room to room, or the same place in the room, that's not called the Shini Makam. So according to the Ran, the Chilik is not mamish between Kiddush Makam Suda and Brachas. L'chaya, even by Brachas, there seems to be a Chilik if you're eating something which is the derech to stay in the same place, or you're eating something which you can go from one place to another. So Kumdais Lefi the Ran, but even by Shini Makam, if you're eating bread, that would be called the Shini Makam even in two places in the same room, and Kol Shekein when you're going to a different room. But according to the Maram Chalava, by Shina Makam, the Bechla wouldn't be a din of Shina Makam except by the case of Mibayis Labayis. Kamuvan, this that I said in the Ram would only be if we paskin like Rav Sheshes, that by bread there would be a din of Shinim Makim. But like the paskin and passing like Rav Chista, that says that anything that's ton brachal achreim im kaiman doesn't have a din of Shinim Makim, so kontakt by bread is bechlal a din of Shinim Makim, so it wouldn't be negeya, this knetch of the Ran, that by pass, kobana by Shinim Makim wouldn't be negeya, that by pass you generally stay put, and therefore the Shinim Makim is more chamer, would only be negeya by Kiddush Makim Suda, that for that reason, the Shinim Makim by Kiddush Makim Suda is more chamer than Shinim Makim by Brachas. We'll speak about Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes a little bit later in the Shia. Al Kobanim, in the sheet of the Ran and the Ram Chalava, by Kiddush Makim Suda, even two places in the same room is a problem. By Shinim Makim and Brachas, even two different rooms is not a problem. The third sheet is the Magen Mishnah, what he brings from the Ga'inim. The Magen Mishnah from the Ga'inim is also Geiris in both places, Pina Lepina. But the Magen Mishnah teaches that what Pina Lepina means is essentially what Taisus says Makim Lamakim means. In other words, they also hold there's a chilik between Kiddush Makim Suda and Shinim Makim by Brachas, but they hold by both of them, Sai by Kiddush Makim Suda and Sai by Brachas in the same room is never a problem. Going from one place to another place in the same room, that's never a problem. The only problem is when you go to a different room. But when you go to a different room, that's a problem by Kiddush. That's Me'igra La'ira that the Gemara says. And that's also, that's not a problem, I mean, by Brachas. By brachas, that's not a problem, because mipina lepina means me'igra la'ira. So that's the chilek. By Kiddush Makim Suda, taka like Taisus and the Rosh, it's only a problem if you're going to a different room, or mibayis la'aliyah. But by Shinim Makim by brachas, even that's not a problem. In that part, it's like the Ran and Ram Chalava, that by Shinim Makim Brachas is never a problem. So they're more mekel. They have both kulis. They have the kula of Taisus and the Rosh, that by Kiddush, you have to go to a different room for it to be a problem of Makim Suda. In the same room, there's no problem with Kiddush Makim Suda. And the Maker, like the Ran and the Maram Chalava, that by Shinim Makim by Brachas, even two different rooms is not a problem. Because that guy is Pina Lepina in both cases. And they hold that Pina Lepina means two different rooms. And that same sheet is true according to the Gersa that we have in our Gemara. In our Gemara, both Gemaras say Mimakim Lamakim. And Rashi says that Mimakim Lamakim by Shinim Makim by Brachas means Mibayis Laliyah. So Rashi's Klar Mashma, that's a Taicha Mimakim Lamakim. And that works by Shinim Makim by Brachas. That's not a problem. You can go Mibayis Laliyah, not like Taisus. Even Mibayis Laliyah is not a problem. But by Kiddush Makim Suda, of course, Mibayis Laliyah is a problem. But the way we're Geiris, Mimakim Lamakim in both Gemaras, and Rashi's Taich, Mimakim Lamakim means Mibayis La'aliyah, that also would indicate, like this Shita, that by Kiddush Makim Suda, the only problem is Bayis La'aliyah, or two different rooms. But in the same room, even by Kiddush Makim Suda, there's no problem. So Bekitza, there are three Shitas. Taiz and the Rosh hold that Kiddush Makim Suda and Shinim Makim Barachas are exactly the same. And by both of them, Bayis Labayis is a problem, and Makim Lamakim is also a problem. Since we see that by Shinim Makim by Kiddush Makim Suda, who would be Shinim Makim of Brachas? So Igra La'ara, upstairs or downstairs, two different rooms, that's a problem. That's a problem by both of them. And the Gemara here that says Pina Lepina is not a problem, that wouldn't be a problem by Kiddush Makim Suda either. That means two places in the same room. That's a sheet of Taiz in the Rush. And like we were Maisif, Das would work by Makim Lamakim, but it would not work by Bayis Labayis. And that would, again, apply by both Kiddush Makim Suda and by Shinim Makim Brachas. We have the Shita of the Maram Chalava and the Ran that hold that there's a chilik between Kiddush Makim Suda and Shinim Makim by Brachas. By Kiddush Makim Suda, even Pina Lepina, even two places in the same room is a problem. Kol Shkein, Igra La'ara, and Tuchadarim. God of the Ran also holds that Das wouldn't help no matter what. And by Shinim Makim by Brachas, even two different rooms, the Igra La'ara, would not be a problem. And then we have what the Magen Mishnah brings from the Ga'inim, where he learns up the Rambam, that Pina Lepina Gufa means two different rooms from Igra La'ara. Sayin Echanani also is the chilah between Kiddush Umakim Suda and Shina Makim by Brachas. By Kiddush Umakim Suda, Igul Ara or two different Hadarim is a problem. By Shina Makim by Brachas, even Igul Ara and two different Hadarim are not a problem. And by Kiddush Umakim Suda, if it's two places in the same room, even by Kiddush Umakim Suda, it's not a problem. Now, the Shulchan Aruch goes completely with Taisus and the Rush, and that's how the Beis Yosef went to Rambam also. It doesn't bring another sheet of Bechlal. At the Shulchan Aruch and most of the Gedolei Peskim, the Nais Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch, go completely with that Shita. That both Kiddush Umakim Suda and Shina Makim by Brachas is by Makim L'Makim, meaning two different rooms, that's a problem, Shina Makim by Brachas. And that's a problem by Kiddush Umakim Suda, or upstairs or downstairs. And the same room, Zavis is not a problem, neither by Kiddush Umakim Suda, nor by Shina Makim Brachas. But the Bir Halacha, he's mitzadid, he says that it comes out of big chumrah, and he says he doesn't think that the Minhag HaOlam is that way. He says, it's kashim oidli zar mazeh, ukumadum ashein oilam naigim kain. Will come out that if a person is eating food in a room, and he's called to go to another room, or upstairs to downstairs, he would have to make another bracha. He says, it's difficult. Whenever people eat in the house, it's not usual that they're so makbid to stay where they are, and not to go to another room. So he went through the sugya in order to see if that's takad halacha. And like he said, he went through the sugya, and the ikar atzos, the sugya is the way we just explained it. But he said that kum dais, that anyone who's gairis in the original Gemara by Kiddush Umakim Suda, that he's gairis there, mipina lepina, so obviously he has to hold there's a chilah between Kiddush Umakim Suda and Shina Makim by Brachas. Either he holds, like the Ran and the Maram Chalava, that by Kiddush Umakim Suda, even zavis lezavis, is a problem. But you see clearly, like we explained, there's no chilik between Zavis and Zavis, in one corner and the other corner in the same room, and two different rooms, because the Gemara brings a raya from Shmuel going to Igul Ira, that Pina Lapina is a problem. So therefore, by Shini Makim by Brachas, where it says that Pina Lapina is not a problem, so Avada Huadin going from Igul Ira would also not be a problem. And Kolshkein, if you hold like the Ga'inim, that say that the whole Pina Lapina means two completely different rooms, and the same room is even good by Kiddush Umakim Suda, and the Gairis Mipina Lapina by Shina Makim by Brachas, so Ay Bazai, that would say clearly that by Shina Makim by Brachas, two different rooms wouldn't be a problem. So he says that the Rishayim that are Gairis Pina Lapina in the original Gemara by Kiddush Umakim Suda is the Bahag, the Rif, the Maram Chalava, the Ran. So Kami Rishayim hold that way. And the Magen Mishnah brings from the Ga'in in this Girsa. And he says, also, Rashi that we have here on Kuf Aleph from the days says clearly that Makam L'Makam, that's not a problem by Brachas, is Me'ig Me'bayis L'Aliyah, Rashi says. So Rashi Zecha also holds that Bayis L'Aliyah is not a problem. And the Arzuruah also hold that way. So he says, Avada L'Chatchila, you have to be Machmir for the Shulchan Aruch, the Ikab Saka, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Achreinim, that room to room is a problem, Shina Makim. But he says, but the Evid, he wouldn't say to make a bracha if he Mashana the Makim. And he would say also that if a person is Nayig, that when he eats, and then he gets the phone call or whatever it is, he goes to a different room, he doesn't make a bracha, L'chatchila, he does it, Ei Meichem Miyadai, because he has these Kamer Yishenim to be Sai Mechat. That's what it says in the Bir Halacha. I just want to be Meisif one Nakuda, that I would think the whole problem also is when a person starts eating, the assumption is he's going to stay where he is, and then something comes up and he's nimlach to go somewhere else. But if when a person starts eating, it's clear that he's not going to stay there, he goes to the refrigerator, takes an apple, and it's very clear he's not staying in the kitchen and eating the apple. He starts the apple in the kitchen, but he's obviously planning on going somewhere else with it. So that's avada like das, and there, as long as he stays in the same house, even according to Taisa in the Rush, it's not a problem with Shina Makim. So that's not a problem altogether. The case of the discussion is, a person makes himself a food and starts eating it by a table in one place, and then mitamol, he has to go to another room, he gets a call, he has to walk to another room for whatever reason. So in such a case, according to Taisus and the Rashi, would be a problem, Shina Malkim. So like the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chatchila, he should be Machmir, and that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and finish eating here, make a bracha achreina, whatever it is, and that way you won't have a problem of Safik brachas. But he says, L'maisa b'di'evit, if you went to another room, you should not make another bracha. And even L'chadchil, he says, E'maichem b'yadai, he thinks that's the minigah ilam that they do it. Okay, now let's go right in the sugya. The Gemara brings a machleikah shafchist and afsheshis. Shafchist has said a lashin that shini makim, you only have to make a bracha by dvarim, that there's no chiyuv to go back to the place to make a bracha achreina. So if you have no chiyuv to go back to the place to make a bracha achreina, so when you leave the place, you're totally gone from the place, and therefore it's a hafsik, it's called a problem for brachas. Something which you have a chiyuv to go back to the place in order to make the bracha achreina, and then ein sarach levarich. Why? Because l'kivah kama hadar. You're not being masiach das by leaving because you're going to have to come back anyway. You're going to have to come back to make the bracha achreina. Or if you're going to eat a shir in the new place, so then you can make a bracha achreina in the new place. But the pshat is, it's avad called the hemshech of the suit, that is something holding you back to the old place, that unless you have now a chiv bracha achreina in the new place, you're going to have to go back. That's called one suit. That's Rav Chisda's svar. Rav Sheshes doesn't hold that way. Rav Sheshes holds, echadzeh v'echadzeh tzarech levarech. There is no chilik between the dvar matunim bracha chayim kaiman or not. So here we have a machleik zushenim how we paskin. The Rambam and the Rif, they both paskin like Rav Sheshes. And the Rif explains, why do they paskin like Rav Sheshes? Because the Gemara is the kasha of Chista. The Gemara asks, meisve, a brisa clearly not like Rav Chista. So if there's a brisa very clearly not like Rav Chista, even though the Gemara says a teretz to the kasha, but Ashenoi leisam chinat, that's a klal. When the Gemara asks a kasha on one of the shittas, even if he adds a teretz, but if it's not such a good teretz, so Ashenoi leisam chinat, we're not saying on the deichik teretz, we paskin like the shita which doesn't have the kasha. But the Rosh is very bothered by that svar, because the Chari, he said a very richtige teretz. He brought a clear brisa, which clearly has a machlekes, that Rabbi Yehuda holds of that shita, but the Tanakama of the other brisa doesn't hold of that shita. So Mela, he showed clearly that there's a machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So we have no kash at all from that brisa. You can't ask the kash from a brisa. It's a machlekes Tanan. Rav Chisda paskins like the Tanakama. Rav Sheshes paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say that we paskin like Rav Sheshes because of the kasha when in the end there is no kasha? We have a clear brisa saying it's a machlekes tanon. So what's the kasha? We have one brisa that says like Rav Sheshes, it's a machlekes tanon. That goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Beis Yosef answers, and it's also already in the Melchamis Svara, that it's not very clear that Rabbi Yehuda means to argue on the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda said a lashon b'med dvarim amurim. When Rabbi Yehuda says a lashon b'med dvarim amurim, he could mean that he's explaining the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that when the akru, they don't have to make a bracha, and the Buddha said b'med v'amurim, when they were niach mixes chaverim, that could be an explanation of the Tanakama shita. Tanakama was talking about a niach mixes chaverim. So if it's an explanation of the Tanakama, so then there is no machlekes tanan. So that's what it means, a shnei leisam chinan. But directly, you could say, no, Rabbi Yehuda means to argue on the Tanakama, and then say that the other brisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda. But it's more meruvich to make the two brises together, and say, Rabbi Yehuda's explaining the Tanakama, and there is no machlekes. That's the Beis Yosef and the Ramban's teretz to the Rif. Al kapanim, it's a machlekes yishenim. There's a shayla later, the Gemara says, Tanya kavaseh to Rav Chisda. The shayla is, if you go here, say Tanya kavaseh. If you go here, say it's mashri pasen like Rav Chisda. Could be the other yishenim were in Goyerset. Well, they held that brisa wasn't necessarily a brisa, that was a samcha. Al kopanim, the Rambam and the Rif both paskin like Rav Sheshes, and that's the psak of the Mechaber. Whenever the Rambam and the Rif agree, the Mechaber always paskins that way. And therefore, the Mechaber paskins, he always says shinimakim, even by dvarim shatunim bracha chreim kaima. But the Rosh, And Tosfos paskin like Rav Chisda, and therefore the Ramah usually is night after the Tosfos and the Rosh, and he taka paskins that by Dvarim Atunim Bracha Chayim Kaimam, there is no problem of Shinu Makai. The Magen Avraham points out that since Dvarim Atunim Bracha Chayim Kaimam is dafka when you eat a kezayis, because since the Svara of Dvarim Atunim Bracha Chayim Kaimam is that you're not considered a Shini Makan because you're going to have to go back for the Bracha Achreina. If you didn't eat a Kezayis, then you don't have to go back for the Bracha Achreina. So therefore, the whole Svar wouldn't apply. The whole Din Advarim Atuna Brachayim Kaiman is Dafka when you eat a Kezayis. That's what Magen Avraham says, that's the Psak. Now there's a Machlekes, which things are need a Bracha Achreim Kaiman? There's a Machlekes here, the Rishbam and Taisis. The Rishbam says, anytime you need a Bracha Ein Shalosh, that's called the Davar Shatan Bracha Achreim Kaiman. Anything you need that needs a bracha main shalish, whether it's wine or the shivus minim of peres and kolske mezaynes and kolske namaitzi, all these things are dvarim atunim bracha chayim kaimut. So according to the Ramah's psak, on all these things, whether you're drinking wine or eating grapes or dates or figs, all these things would be mechuyev to go back to the place to make a bracha achreina that comes out of chumrah and comes out of kula. There'd be no din of shinim makayim. You'd be able to make a bracha here as long as you ate a kezayis, and that would be good enough for anywhere else. Hashanim have a problem, which is discussed, that if it's so, why did the Gemara say that Rabbi Yechanan that said that by yayin, after the yayin yotzu, is because he holds up a shinim makam, you don't have to make a bracha, the chara yayin needs a bracha achreim kaiman. So maybe Rabbi Yechanan holds like a chista, that it depends if you need a bracha achreim kaiman. And by yayin, you need a bracha achreim im kaimam, because you need a bracha main shalish. So that's why there's no problem with shinu makam. So the Rishbam says the lashon of Yechanan was a mashna that way. The lashon of Yechanan was that all things you don't need shinu makam. But Taisus and the Rosh, like we say, argue. Taisus and the Rosh says it's dafka when it's either bread or mezainis, something that's, you make a bracha of alamichya, such a thing needs a bracha achreim im kaimam. But other things, the shivus minim and yayin, the ala eitz, the ala peiris, that doesn't need a bracha achreina b'mkayman. The Ramah brings down, there's a Rashbin brachas that says, dafka pas. The only thing that needs a bracha b'mkayman is pas where you make a berachas amazon mamish. Anything else does not need a bracha achreina b'mkayman. Now, all 3 days are brought. The Mechaber brings the 2 days, the day of the Rishbam, that anything that needs a bracha main shalosh is considered tuna bracha chayim kaiman, and the day of Taiz and the Rosh, it's dafka mine dog and dafka mezainis. And the Ramah brings the day of the Rashba, that it's only pas. And the Magen Avraham and Rav Achreinim say that there is no clear psak, and the Mele l'chatchila, you should go back and make a bracha chayim kaiman, even on wine and peiris and that, like to be machma like the Rashbam. And also they say that l'maisa, you cannot make a bracha when you mishana maka, and there's din of suffolk brachas l'hacha. Whenever there's a suffolk, you don't make a bracha. So even by wine, you do not make a bracha by shini makam, which ends up like the Rishbam, because suffolk brachas l'hacha. So you end up not making a bracha by shini makam. Rabbi Kivega is mefakpik on this. Avada l'chatchili, you should go back, why not? But Rabbi Kivega is mefakfik that since me'ikir ad-din, when there's a suffik, if you have to go back or not, you would apply the principle of suffik derabana l'kula, and you wouldn't be mechuyiv to go back. So the chayyid, there's no chiyiv to go back when our shittas at hold, the taisis and the rush at hold, that you only go back on alamichya, only on mezainis, and other things you're not mechuyiv to go back. So since that's the halacha, and you're not mechuyiv to go back, so kumtais, you can't say it's a suffik brachas lahakil, and in Mela, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. Because the whole svara, why? When you have a bracha chayimim kaiman, the svara that it's not called the shina makam is because it's still connected to the first bat, because you have to go back and make a bracha chayimim there. So when it's a suffik, and l'maisa, you don't have to go back to make a bracha achreina there because it's a suffik. So you're not mechuyev to go back mikir adin, suffik d'abana l'kula. So kum tais, yivadai now are not connected to there. That's the halacha. So kum tais, you should b'tayris vadai make a bracha. Even though there is one shita, even though there is a suffik that you do have to go back, but since it's only a suffik, so we paskin in the end that you don't have to come back. So lefi the psak, even if it's a psak suffik, it would come out that you're not connected there anymore. So once you're not connected, so then you're vade not connected, and you would have to make a bracha. That's a bikivegas cheshbin. Chayr shtarkes svara. Lemaisa mishabru doesn't pass like bivega because he says that the achrenim don't say it. The Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Kama other achrenim, they all are matik that suffik brachas lahakal, and you don't make a bracha on wine or on peiros of the Zayin Minim when there's Shini Makam because of Safik Brachas Lahakal. The Mishabura does bring down the Gayin. The Gayin says that the Psak Halacha is like Teis and the Rosh. He says that's the day of Rav Yishayim. It also says the Raya from Rabbi Yechanan, that Raya that we said, that you can't say that Yayin is Ta'an Bracha Chayim Kaim because of what was the Gemara's Raya from Rabbi Yechanan. He says it's Ein Lahashiv. It's a Shtarka Raya. And that's how we paskin that all mezainis, you do have to go back, and by all mezainis then, there would not be a din of Shini Makam. He also says that the Raj B'Shita of Pas is Shmer, because what does it mean? Dvarim, Sher Tunim Bracha Chayim Kaimam, things. If it's only one thing, it's only bread, so that's only one thing. Where's the Dvarim? It must be there's more than Pas, and that's why the Goyim Paskins completely like the middle day, that any mezainis, you have to make a Bracha Chayim Kaimam, there'll be no din of Shini Makam. But Dafka Mezayin is not Yayin and not the payers of Shiva Minim. And now let's see one more Inyan. The Brisa says like this, B'nei Chabur Shei Mesubim Lishtais, B'nei Chabur that are drinking V'okur Aglaim, Lotzis Lekras Chosin El Lekras Kalam, K'shein Yaitzin Ein Tunim Brachal Mafreya, K'shein Chayzin Ein Tunim Brachal Lechatchila. When they go out, they don't have to make a Bracha Achreina, and when they go back in, when they come back, they don't make a Bracha Rishayna. But this Brisa said, it's only if they left somebody there. So it was nirkanich mixes chaverim, and they leave someone there. So then you don't have the din of shini makam. Avaloy nirch sham loy zaken v'loy chaylev. They didn't leave anyone there. So then kishen yetsin tunim brachal mafreya. Kishen chayzin tunim brachal chaylev. When they go out, they need a bracha chayna. When they come back, they need a bracha rishayna. And similar in the other brayso also, when the Tanakhama said, when they go out, they do not need a bracha achreina. When they come back, they do not need a bracha rishayna. And Rabbi Yehuda said, that's only if they left somebody there. But if they didn't leave anyone there, they do need a bracha achreina when they go out, and they need a bracha rishayna when they come back. So there's a machlekes rishaynim about this bracha achreina that you need. That the shaila is, why does it say when they go out, they need a bracha achreina? One pshat is, and Taisus brings that for his first pshat, that whenever it is a hesach hadas, whenever it is a hefsik legabe brachas, the hefsik doesn't only apply for bracha rishayna, the hefsik also applies for bracha achreina. Just like it's considered two sudais, and you would need another bracha rishayna on the continuation of the suda, hu adin is considered two sudas legabe bracha achreina, and you can't have one bracha achreina on both sudas. Avada b'di eved, once you already ate the second Suda, you don't make two bracha achreinas. Then it's too late. But before you start the second Suda, you have to make a bracha achreina on the first Suda. And this is also the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam holds this way. The Rambam holds that even if, when someone does Shini Makam, even if he did the Shini Makam without making the bracha achreina, and he already came back, he first makes the bracha achreina on the first suda, and then he makes the bracha rishayna on the second suda. Taisus Lamaisa argues, Taisus holds, there's no such halacha that you can have one bracha achreina if it's two sudas. Hesach Hadas is only a problem for bracha rishayna. The bracha rishayna doesn't continue. You need another bracha rishayna. Mashenge bracha achreina, you make the bracha achreina all the way at the end. So why does the Braisa say that when they leave, they should make a bracha achreina? Taisa says, because it's a Eitzah Shalayishkach, they shouldn't forget. When you leave, you shouldn't forget. You have to make sure. Don't leave the house without benching, because you might forget to bench, and it might be, you might take too long when you're going lekras chasen akalu, you're going to shul, it might end up taking so long that by the time you come back, you're already hungry again, you're already not satisfied, and then you lose the bracha achreina. You only have a certain amount of time to say a bracha achreina, why you remain satisfied from the food. So the Mela, that's why you have to make a bracha achreina before you leave. Das steht in Taisus. The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that you always have to make a Baruch HaChorinah. So come days, even if you didn't make a Baruch HaChorinah before you left, when you came back, you don't not only have to make a Baruch HaRishonah on what you're going to eat, but you first have to make a Baruch HaChorinah on what you ate. And the Ramah says not the way. The Ramah says there's no such din. It's only before you leave, you make a Baruch HaChorinah, so you shouldn't forget to make the Baruch HaChorinah. You shouldn't get caught up where you are and lose the whole Baruch HaChorinah. But there's no din be'etzim, you have to make a Baruch HaChorinah. And therefore, if you didn't make a Baruch HaChorinah before you left and you came back, you do not make a Baruch HaChorinah. You just make a Baruch HaRishonah, and you make one Baruch HaChorinah for both. But the Ramah says that that's only b'di'evit, that you left without a Baruch HaChorinah. So when you come back, you don't make another Baruch HaChorinah before you start the eating. You just make another Baruch HaRishonah, and you make one Baruch HaChorinah on both. But l'chatchila, you should not leave without making a Baruch HaChorinah, unless it's a mitzvah iveris. Unless it's a mitzvah that it's a time right now, like you have to go daven, and then the Zman Tefillah is going to be end, then you can leave without a Baruch HaChorinah. But otherwise, you should not leave without a Baruch HaChorinah. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered with the Ramah, because the Ramah is mashma, that if it's not for a mitzvah iveris, you should make a Baruch HaChorinah before you leave. Even though we paskin like Rav Chisda, the Ramah paskin like Rav Chisda, that by Dvarim, Shatun and Baruch HaChorinah Kaimam, there's no din shini makam altogether. And even in that case, the Ramah's mashmi shouldn't leave without making a Baruch HaChorinah unless it's a mitzvah iveris. The Gemara says not that way. The Gemara is very clear. Lefi Taisus, that holds that you don't make a Baruch HaChorinah on what you ate already. There's no such din, be'etzim. But the reason why you have to make a Baruch HaChorinah before you leave is so you shouldn't forget. But that's clearly only if l'maisa the shini makam is going to be a hefsik by aniach mixus chaverim, or by like the Tanakama of the second brisa by dvarim shetunim brachim kaima, which he holds is no shini makam even when you're not aniach mixus chaverim. The brisa says clearly you do not make a bracha achreina when you leave, and you do not make a bracha rishayna when you come back. Well, according to the Ramah, why don't you make a bracha achreina when you leave? Because you might forget. And of course, once you made a Baruch HaChorinah, so that was zichah be called the Hesach Hadas, and you'd have to make a Baruch HaRishonah when you come back. Elamai says Rabbi Kivega, if when you're leaving it's a Hefsek anyway, and you're going to need another Baruch HaRishonah anyway, so then Chazal said, don't leave without a Baruch HaChorinah. Anyway, finish the meal. Yeah, anyway, the next eating is a completely different eating. So mainly, you shouldn't leave without a Baruch HaChorinah, because you might forget. Masha'en kein, if it's not a Hesach Hadas, like when you have Mixus Chaveirim, or like Rav Chisda, when it's a Dvarim Shetunim Bracha Achreim Kaiman, there it's clear that you do not make a Bracha Achreinu when you leave. And the reason is, because when you come back, it's going to be a continuation of the Suda. So you're not allowed to make a Bracha Achreinu, it will be like a Bracha Shein Tzricha. So Mamela, that's where B'kveg is bothered with the Ramah. Why does the Ramah say, even in the case we're eating a davar shetam bracha chayim kaiman, that you're not allowed to leave without a bracha unless you're going for a mitzvah iveris? In that case, the Gemara is mashma that when you leave, you do not make a bracha achreina. So the Bialacha discusses it by Riches. And l'churi the pshat is like this. Bialacha says a little bit of this. But l'churi the pshat is that if you see the Chazal were worried that when you leave, you should make a bracha achreina because maybe you'll forget. So when the Braisa says that according to Rav Chisda you do not make a Baruch HaChorinah, the Braisa means when you have to leave now no matter what. It's a mitzvah iveris. The chasen and kal is a mitzvah iveris. The chasen is right now. If you don't go right now, you're going to miss the mitzvah of chasen and kal. The tefillah is a mitzvah iveris. You have to go right now. Or there's a base medrash. The shir is a mitzvah iveris. You have to leave right now. So then the halacha is, as long as there would be no din of shini makam, like dvar matuna bracha chayimim kaiman, or iniach miksas chaveirin, in that case, then you don't make a bracha achreina, and you're not worried about shem yishkach. Taka like Rabbi Kivega's cheshbin, that you still consider the middle of the suda, and to make a bracha achreina now would be a bracha sheina tzricha. But when you don't have a mitzvah iveris, just like you can't leave without benching when it is a hefsik, who then, if it's not considered a hefsik, you also have the same problem of Hashem Yishkach. Shem Yishkech is only nitcha when there's a mitzvah veris. When there's no mitzvah veris, you have the same problem of Shem Yishkech, and that's why the Rama says that you can't leave at all. And if you want to leave, you'll taka have to bench, and taka not be considered in the middle of the Suda. That's the Chayit of Pshat in the Rama.
The Braisa says, Tan Rabbanan, Bnei Chabura Shayu Mesubin, V'Kiddush Alein Hayoim. They were in the middle of the Suda, and it already came time for Kiddushas Hayoim. What are you supposed to do? According to one Girsa, the Braisa explains that the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Mevi'in Loi Kois Shal Yayin, V'Aimar Lov Kiddushas Hayoim. The first Kois you say, Kiddushas Hayoim. You make Kiddush on the first Kois, and then you bring another Kois, V'sheni, Aimer Olav, Birkas HaMazon, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to this Girsa, and that's the Girsa that we have, Befaneinu, is that you're supposed to first make Kiddush, and then Birkas HaMazon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to finish eating, Oichel V'Hilich Ad SheTechshach, you're allowed to continue eating. When you finish, Kois Rishen, Mevarech Olav, Birkas HaMazon, you make Birkas HaMazon on the first Kais, and the second Kais you say Kiddush. Now why, according to this Girsa, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you're Mechuyiv to make Kiddush before making Birkas HaMazon on the second Kais? So there are various opinions in the Rishonim. Tosfos over here on Amud Beis actually brings down the other Girsa, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're supposed to first say Birkas HaMazon and then Kiddush. Then Tosfos says that there's another Girsa, they don't agree to the Girsa, which is our Girsa, that Risha and Omer love Kiddush Hayoim. Tosfos says, V'tayma she'ena yachal litay mikos Birkas HaMazon, but like Kiddush. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're mechuyev to first make Kiddush and only then afterwards you make Birkas HaMazon is because you cannot be tayim from the kos of Birkas HaMazon until you make Kiddush. And that's why Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're allowed to continue eating. Just like you're allowed to continue eating, you're allowed to partake of the Kois Shel Birkas HaMazon before making Kiddush, and that's why he reverses the order. The Maram Chalava learns that it's not because of your inability to be toyim from the Kois of Birkas HaMazon before Kiddush. Rather, Kiddush takes precedence over Birkas HaMazon because Kiddush is what was goyrim the hefzik of Achila. The reason why you had to stop your Suda was because of Kiddush. So in essence, we look at the Kiddush as being the cause for Birkas HaMazon, and we always give precedence to whatever the cause was. This is the Shita of the Baal HaMor and the Ran over here as well. The Ran says that it begins with Rabbi Yehuda L'Taimei, Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitasa, that on Daf Kuf, he says, Mafsikin L'Shabbosis, that you have to stop for Shabbosis, and this Hafsaka is Birkas HaMazon. Therefore, says the Ran, and so to the Baal HaMor, Kiddush Hayoim comes first because Kamoy Shu Garam La. Kiramina Biyayin Shu Garam La Kiddush Hayoimer. But we know Beis Hillel in the 8th Berak of Brachas explains that the reason why you make the Birkas Bar Pri Agafen before you say Kiddush Hayoim when you make Kiddush is because the Yayin is Garam La Kiddush Hayoimer. If you didn't have Yayin, you wouldn't be saying Kiddush now. You're already Makadish and Tefillah. So the Yayin is Garam La Kiddush Hayoimer. The Garam comes first. The Ravid in his Asagis on the Baal HaMor says that this is not the reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make Kiddush before Birkas HaMazon. Rather, he says, "Bepnei shakiddush achshav huzmanoi uBirkas HaMazon einoi b'shaitoi." He brings a mashal. We know that when a person forgot mincha, he davens Ma'ariv twice. Let's say on Shabbos, he forgot to daven Mincha. Matzei Shabbos, he davens twice. Which Shemoneh Esrei does he say Havdalah in? The Gemara says, you're Mavdol b'Rishoyna ve'ena Mavdol b'Shniya. The reason for that is because the Zman right now is the Zman of Tfilas Arvis. It makes more sense to first be makdim the thing that its zman is now, and only afterwards to daven the tefillas tashlumin. So first you do the mitzvah bizmanai. So too, says the Ravad, over here, the mitzvah bizmanai is Kiddush. Right now it's the zman shel Kiddush. It seems that what he means is that Kiddush has a set zman, so we know that the zman came as soon as it was niskadish hayoyim. Mashen ken Birkas HaMazon, even if the person decides, he makes a decision now because of the halacha or because of other reasons to stop eating, so he becomes but it's only because he made that decision. It's not its zman right now. And he has a very nice raya from Tfilas Tashlumin, because by Tfilas Tashlumin, he already is mechuyev in the Tfilas Tashlumin. It's not like he doesn't have the chiyev on him, and the chiyev even preceded the chiyev to daven ma'ariv now. However, since it has a set zman, the ma'ariv, so you do something that's bizmanoi before doing something that is not mechuyev to be done in this particular zman. Now we can ask the following question on the Ravid. How could we say that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that you go after what its Zman is right now? Later on, on Dafkuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda himself says the following. There we're talking about being Mesader, the various brachas, when a person makes Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos. And the Braisa says that Rabbi Yehuda says, "Le'nechleku be'shami be'shilal al hamazin shehu betchila ve'al havdala shehi besoif." Both be'shami and be'shilal are in agreement that you first make the bracha on birkas hamazin, and then afterwards you say havdala. When you're confronted with that choice between birkas hamazin and havdala, birkas hamazin takes precedence. Why? Rashi and the Rashbam over there explain, since the person already finished his suda, he became chayiv in birkas hamazin before becoming chayiv in avdala, and ein mavirin al hamitzvahs. So you see that you don't say the svara that since the zman right now is the zman shel havdala, and birkas hamazin doesn't have a set zman, so you make the havdala instead of making the birkas hamazin. Now, theoretically, you can answer and say that the Raavad doesn't hold that that's the pshat in the Gemara over there. There are other Rishonim that say that the reason why you make Birkas HaMazon before Avdala is because if you make Avdala first, then it looks like Shabbos is a masu. It looks like you're trying to get rid of Kedusha Shabbos, and therefore we tell you to say Birkas HaMazon before Avdala. However, this can't be the pshat, because even if that would work in the Shitsa Raavad, Rashi and the Rashbam over here in our sugya seem to explain, like the Raavad in Shitsa Rabbi Yehuda. The Lashon is, since it was Higia, Shas, Kiddush, Tzarech, Lekaddish, Tchila. Lashon of Rashi, Hoyel, V'Higia, Oinas, Kiddush, Tzarech, Lekaddish, Tchila. Which sounds like they're explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that the reason why you make Kiddush first is because the Shas Kiddush came. So why over here do we say the Svara that as soon as the Zman Kiddush comes, you have to go with the Kiddush since it's the Shas Kiddush, and over there on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, we don't say that since the Zman Avdala came, you're Mechuyev to Mavdil, even though you're Chayev and Birkas HaMazon. So I think that the Teretz is very simple, and that is that over there, the Lashon of Rashi and the Rashbam is that since you're already Gomar Sudasai, that means it sounds like you finished your Suda before the Zman of Avdala came. Then we say the Klal of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Over here, the two Chiyuvim were Chal simultaneously, because the person did not finish his Suda before it was Kiddush HaYoyim. The reason why he stops his Suda is because it's Gufa, because it's Kiddush HaYoyim, so he's not allowed to eat anymore, and therefore right now it's Chal on him both a Chiyuv of Kiddush and a Chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon. When the two are chal simultaneously, then of course you go after the one whose shah is now. Since his kiddush is b'shaitai, and Birkas HaMazon doesn't have a set time now, then you make kiddush first. But in the Gemara later, you already were mechuyev in Birkas HaMazon, because once you finish your suda, the chiyev is chal on you b'poyel. When the chiyev is chal on you b'poyel, then we say eim avirin ala mitzvahs, and we don't go after this other time that you look at what is its shaitai. One can ask on this that the mashal that the Raavad brings is l'chayra, is muchach, not like that, because there he's talking about where the person was chayiv at tefilas tashlume because he missed mincha, so he was already mechuyiv in mincha before the Zman Ma'ariv came, and then when the Zman Ma'ariv came, we still say that you first are mavdal in that tefillah because this is the shaitai of the tefillah. So you see that you daven Ma'ariv first, even though you were already mechuyiv in mincha before the Zman Ma'ariv came. On this we can answer that although he was previously chayiv in tefillas mincha during the Zman mincha, once he misses the tefillas mincha, there's a new metzias called tefillas tashlumin that begins during the Zman Ma'ariv. Since it begins during the Zman Ma'ariv, so it comes out that he was mechuyiv in both the tefillas mincha and the tefillas Ma'ariv simultaneously. The chiyuv of both of them were chal on him at the time that the Zman Ma'ariv began, and since the shaitai, the one whose tefillah b'shaitai is the tefillas Ma'ariv, so he should make the havdalah during that tefillah, because that's the tefillas Ma'ariv and Mavdal B'Rishonah and Mavdal B'Shniyah. So that's how we can miyashiv the Raavad from the Gemara later. In any case, we have now three pshatim in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that, according to our girsa, that first you say Kiddush, and then afterwards Birkas HaMazon. We have three options. Tosfos and Beis explains, like we said, that the reason is because you cannot be Toyim before Kiddush, so therefore if you would say Birkas HaMazon on the first kais, you would have a chiyuv to be Toyim from that kais, and you can't, because you didn't make Kiddush yet, so you make Kiddush before Birkas HaMazon. The Balamar, the Ran, and the Ram Chalava say that because the Kiddush is the Goyrim, and you always go after the Goyrim, since the Kiddush is Goyrim, the Hefzik, that's why you make Birkas HaMazon, because you have to make Kiddush now, so you make Kiddush first. And according to the Raavad, and this seems to be the Pshat, according to Rashi and the Rashbam as well, that the reason why you say Kiddush first is because this is the Zman of Kiddush. Kiddush is Higia Zman, and Birkas HaMazon doesn't have a set time. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues and says that you continue eating, and then when you make Kiddush, you first say Birkas HaMazon on the first kais, and then you say Kiddush on the second kais. Now, why does he disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's Tam? So if Rabbi Yehuda's tam is like the first shot that we gave, which is al pitois v'sanam ed beis, so then the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you're supposed to first say Kiddush and then only afterwards Birkas HaMazon is because you can't be toyim before Kiddush. Well, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to be toyim before Kiddush. So we understand why he rejects Rabbi Yehuda's tam lefi that. Lefi the second shot, the Ram Chalava, the Ran, and the Balamor, it's also very simple. They learn that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're supposed to say Kiddush first is because Kiddush is the goyrim. The reason why you're saying Birkas HaMazon now is because Kiddush forces you to be mafsik. Well, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to be mafsik. So the reason why you're saying Birkas HaMazon has got nothing to do with the Kiddush. So that's why he holds you're not mechuyev to say Kiddush before Birkas HaMazon. However, according to the Raivad, the reason why, lefi Rabbi Yehuda, you say Kiddush before Birkas HaMazon is theoretically not linked at all to the Isser Achila that Rabbi Yehuda has. It's like we explained, it's not because you have to be mafsik, rather because the Zman of Kiddush has already come and Birkas HaMazon doesn't have a set time. So why does Rabbi Yossi argue on this? Einachanami, Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to continue to eat, but once you stop eating, why is it that you're not mechuyev to make Kiddush before you say Birkas HaMazon? Perhaps we can say that the Raivad holds that according to Rabbi Yossi, since you're allowed to continue eating and you can ignore your Chi of Kiddush even though this man has already come, that means you're allowed to continue this askus in your Suda. If you're allowed to continue to be misasik in your Suda, then when you finish the Suda, you say Birkas HaMazon because that's also considered the Hemshech of your Suda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, where you have to stop your Suda, so then the issue is, what are you supposed to do? Birkas HaMazon or Kiddush? The Torah says you do Kiddush because this man of Kiddush is now and you're not allowed to be misasik in your Suda. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to continue eating, so Kolshkin, you're allowed to go and say Birkas HaMazon before the Kiddush. Now, so far we explained why, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have the reasons that Rabbi Yehuda gives that are mechayev you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to first say Kiddush and then say Birkas HaMazon. So you're not mechuyev to say Kiddush before Birkas HaMazon. However, some Rishonim learned that, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're mechuyev dafka to say Birkas HaMazon before Kiddush. Now, why would that be true? Einach Hanami, he rejects Rabbi Yehuda's tam that Rabbi Yehuda says you're supposed to say Kiddush first, so we explained why you don't have to say Kiddush first. But now when you're confronted with a choice, why would Rabbi Yossi tell you dafka to say Birkas HaMazon before Kiddush? Now, according to the Rashbam, he says that you don't really have to. You want to, you can be Paris Bapa or Mekadesh, don't finish the Suda, say Kiddush, and you'll bench later. However, once the person stops the Suda, it sounds like he's mechuyev to say Birkas HaMazon first. Now, according to what we just explained, once you're being misasik in the Suda, it makes sense to go finish the Suda, say Birkas HaMazon, and that could be what Rabbi Yossi holds. However, the Balamar explains Shitas Rabbi Yossi, why you're supposed to say Dafka Birkas HaMazon first. One pshat he says is because it's Tadir. Tadir v'she'ina Tadir, Tadir koidem. Since Birkas HaMazon is more common than the Birkas Kiddush, Kiddush comes once a week or on Yom Tovim, Mashenka Birkas HaMazon, person generally speaking is Mechayev at least once a day to say Birkas HaMazon. So it has a din of Tadir. A second Pshat HaBal Amar says is that Rabbi Yossi holds that since the Mazon came, Koidim Shei Kaddish Alav HaYoyim, and that means either because the person ate before it was Niskaddish Alav HaYoyim, so the Chiyuv was already Chal on him before Kiddush had its Chiyuv, or simply because the mazon was brought to the table before Shei Kaddish Lav Hayoyim, there's reason to dafka say Birkas HaMazon before Kiddush. Birkas HaMazon was introduced before Kiddush was introduced. Perhaps we can suggest another time. Since Rabbi Yossi holds that you're supposed to continue eating the Suda, you're allowed to continue eating your Suda until you decide to stop, but then you say Birkas HaMazon, so we can claim that according to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, the whole goyrim for Kiddush that it's being said is the fact that you're stopping your Suda and you're ready to say Birkas HaMazon. Because if you were not to stop your Suda and you weren't to say Birkas HaMazon now, you could continue your Suda and you're not mechuyev to make Kiddush. So the whole goyrim is that you're saying Birkas HaMazon. Like we mentioned before, the goyrim always comes first. Since Birkas HaMazon is the goyrim for Kiddush, maybe that's why you're makdim Birkas HaMazon for Rabbi Yossi. It's also Lishitasai that he says you're allowed to continue eating your Suda. The Rif Paskins over here that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Yossi. Since we learned in the Gemara earlier that the din is you're supposed to be Pyrus Mapa or Mekadesh, so it's not as if we hold that you're supposed to be Mafsik your Suda at all. However, says the Rif, we still learn out from this Braisa that in the event that a person finished his Suda before it was Kaddish Yoima, before the day became Shabbos or Yomtif, and then, prior to his actually saying Birkas HaMazon, it was Kaddish Yoima. So now he's confronted with two mitzvahs. Either he should say Birkas HaMazon or Kiddush. Which one does he do first? He says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you're supposed to say Birkas HaMazon first. Now, it's interesting that he says that, because in order to come to the conclusion that you're supposed to say Birkas HaMazon first, you don't necessarily have to be passing like Rabbi Yossi. Because what would Rabbi Yehuda say in such a scenario? Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the case of the Braisa in which the person didn't finish his Suda, and it was Kiddush Hayom in the middle of his Suda. However, in a case where he finished the Suda already before it was Niskadish Hayom, what would he say? That would depend on the timing that we gave before for Shidush Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you learn like Tosfos and Amud Beis, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you're supposed to dafka say Kiddush is because you cannot be Toyim, then even in this case, Rabbi Yehuda would say you have to say Kiddush first, because it does make a difference that you finished your Suda before it was Niskadish Hayom. As soon as Zman Kiddush came, you're not allowed to be Toyim, and you can't say Birkas HaMazon before Kiddush, because you can't be Toyim, the However, if you go like the time of the Maram Chalava, the Ran, and the Balamor, the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you're supposed to dafka say Kiddush before Birkas HaMazon is because Kiddush is the goyrim for you to say Birkas HaMazon. Well, in the case that we just gave, Kiddush is not the goyrim for the Birkas HaMazon because you already finished your Suda. The goyrim for the Birkas HaMazon already was Chal before it was the Skadish HaYoyim. Similarly, according to the Sfar that we set up with the Raivad, that the reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you first say Kiddush is because Kiddush was Yigiyah Zmanai, we explained already Al Pi the Rashbam and Rashi later on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, that if it was already Chal Lachiyah Birkas HaMazon before Kiddush HaYoyim, then there's a Sfar of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. The whole reason why we say that you go after Kiddush because it's already the Shaitai of Kiddush is because the two are Chal simultaneously. But in the event that Kiddush, that Birkas HaMazon was Chal before Kiddush, then it's Mashma from the Rashbam and Rashi that you would make Birkas HaMazon and first, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the fact that the Rif says that in this scenario where you already finished your Suda before it was Kiddush HaYoyim, that you're supposed to say Birkas HaMazon first because the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and not that Rabbi Yehuda would agree in such a case, would show that he holds like the first time. That Rabbi Yehuda's reason that you have to say Kiddush first is because you can't be Toyim. So in the case where you finish your Suda B'Boyd Yoyim, you also cannot be Toyim, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold that you, even over there, say Kiddush first. What is the halacha in the case that we just learned, that the person ate the Suda Miboyd Yoyim, and then he says his Birkas HaMazon already after it was Niskadish HaYoyim? Does he say Ritzei or not? The Ravid brings down a Tesefta over here. He says, Va'omer b'Tesefta, Va'omer shel Shabbos b'Birkas HaMazon, and the Ravid adds, Ulterva'yu ka'omer. This is true, Bein according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Bein according to Rabbi Yossi. Why does the Ravid feel the need to tell us that it's according to both? Because Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yossi, we can understand. Perhaps the Tesefta is talking about where since you continued eating on Shabbos, so the Achila was done on Shabbos, and therefore you say Ritzei because it was a Suda that took place on Shabbos. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where you had to stop eating, you're only saying the Bracha on Shabbos. So who says that you're Maskir Ritzei? The Rosh in Siman Zion says Vieshli is stopping as a suffix about this. Im tzarch lahasker shel Shabbos b'Birkas HaMazon, the kiven shegamar sudasim boy yom ainu masker. And his other side is a dilma kiven shekiddush hayom tzarch levarach b'Birkas HaMazon shel Shabbos. And he brings a very interesting raya. He says that when a person missed davening, like we mentioned earlier, if a person misses, let's say, on Erev Shabbos, he forgot Mincha. And when it comes Shabbos, he davens a Shabbos, like a Shemoneh Esrei, even though his Chiyuv originally was not to be Mispalel a Tefillah Shel Shabbos, but now this man, Tefillah, requires that this is the Nusach. So similarly, Legabe Birkas HaMazon, although Bishas, when he ate, he wasn't Chayiv in being Masker Shel Shabbos, but at time of the Bracha, if then he's supposed to be Masker Shel Shabbos, that's what he does. And he seems to side with this second tzad. The Beis Yosef in Sim Reish Ayin Aleph brings down two deis. He brings down an Orchis Chaim who has two deis about it. And the Magen Avraham in Sivkot Yudalit is medayik from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber himself seems to be Mesupik, had a paskin, and he paskins both ways. L'chumra, meaning if a person were to eat before Shabbos and then it would be Kiddush Lav Hayoyim, then he's supposed to say Ritzei. And when a person ate on Shabbos and then his Birkas HaMazon is after Shabbos is finished, he also says Ritzei. He says, since the Beis Yosef is Mesupik, whether we paskin that you go after the Shas Achila or after the Shas HaBracha, he therefore paskins in both cases that you should be choshish for the day that you're supposed to say Ritzei. There is a shaila asked by Rebbe Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Vav. He wants to know what happens if a katan, on the last day before he becomes a bar mitzvah, he ate a shear of kedei sviya. Kedei sviya is the amount that midaraisa you're chayiv to say Birkas HaMazon. And then it came night and he became a bar mitzvah. Rebbe Kiveger asked, is he chayiv to say Birkas HaMazon midaraisa or not? His shaila seems to be, do we say that the mechayiv for birksa mazen is the fact that he's in a state of being saveya, and this child, when night came, he still hasn't yet fully digested the food, that's the case that he's talking about, and therefore his state of sviya is here. So if the mechayiv for the din birksa mazen is the fact that he is saveya, he's saveya while he's a gadol, and he has a chiyuv deraisa. Or do we say that the achila is part of the chiyuv? It's not the state of being saveya from food, rather a person who ate has a chiyuv after his eating to say birksa mazen, and this eating was done while he was still a katan. Now he goes so far as to say that in the event that he's chayiv midairaisa, so then even if the katan said birksa mazen before he became a gadol, he would have to go again and say birksa mazen while he's a gadol, because now he's became a chayiv midairaisa, he hasn't been yoytzi his chiyuv yet. So I believe that it's important to point out, if you hold like Rabbi Kveger's tzad that you are chayiv when you become a gadol, that means that the mechayiv, like we said, is the fact that you are saveya, you have a chiyuv. If that is the mechayiv, then it's pashut that if Shabbos comes and a person is in the state of being saveya, and then he says birksa mazen, the mechayiv for birksa mazen is now, and therefore you should say ritzei. The fact that the Rishonim could have a suffix about it would seem to point us in the direction of Rabbi Kiveger's shaila that the mechayev for birksa mazen is not the state of being saveya, rather the achila is part of the chiyuv, and therefore they could ask, do you go after the achila which was during Yemois HaChol or not? Of course, it always is possible that that's gufa their shaila, they're being mistapik, and the same shaila Rabbi Kiveger is asking. The Gemara asks why we don't do both things on one kais, say birksa mazen and kiddush on the same kais. The Gemara answers, in the Rishonim, we find two reasons for ein oitzet mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Rashi and Soita and the Rashbam over here in our sugya both say that the reason why ein oitzet mitzvahs chavilos chavilos is because mishum denira olav kemasui. When a person does two mitzvahs together in one fell swoop, then it looks like he's interested in getting potter from the mitzvah. It's like a burden, and he's not interested in giving attention to each mitzvah. Nira olav kemasui, it looks like it's a pain and a burden for the guy. Tosfos in Maikotan says that the reason is because be'inon shehei libay ponui l'mitzvah achas. The reason why you're not supposed to do mitzvahs together, chavilos chavilos, is because each mitzvah requires concentration. He's not going to give the proper concentration to each mitzvah individually. One nafkamina between the two timeim would be that according to the time that you're not supposed to make it look like it's kemasoi, you definitely were mekayim the etzem mitzvah, it's just you didn't do it in the proper way, because you did it in a way that it shows that you're not really interested in doing the mitzvah. But according to the time that you can't be mechavin two things ke'echad, so then any place where kavana is a ma'akav in the mitzvah, so then you can't be mechavin two things at the same time. The lashon of the Ravid and Hilchas Parah Aduma Perek Zayin Alocha Gimel is the Ein Adam Yochel Lechaven based Dvarim Ke'echad. It's impossible. Now, according to the Tam of the Rashbam and Rashi and Soita, we understand why in our sugya the Gemara would apply the principle of Ein Oitzet Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, because it looks like just using one kais is the person doesn't look like he's interested in being mekayim each mitzvah separately. It's like a masui. But according to the Tam that Tosfos says in Moikotin that it's impossible to be mechaven two mitzvahs at one time. Over here, you're doing the mitzvah separately. Birksa mazen is being done by itself. Havdalah is also being done by itself. You just happen to be doing them on the same kais, but why would the Gemara say the klal of ein oitzet mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? What's the problem with using the same kais? You have to say that it's a borrowed terminology, and that although the klal of ein oitzet mitzvahs chavilos chavilos began with this problem that a person who does two mitzvahs at the same time won't give the proper kavana to each one, nevertheless it took on a life of its own. Chazal said that we never put two mitzvahs together. We have to give a clear and distinct separation between mitzvahs. The Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis HaOitzer, Chelik Aleph, Klal Pei Dalet, says a different time that ein oitzet mitzvahs chavilos chavilos is because since when a person's being oisik one mitzvah, he's potter from another mitzvah, oisik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So one of the two mitzvahs potters the other one. So you're really doing something gets potter. You weren't really mekayim your chiyuv. Of course, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, we would have the same question from our sugi, because you're not really doing the mitzvahs at the same time. You're using one kais for both mitzvahs, but the mitzvahs are being mekuyim separately. You're saying birksa mazen by itself and havdalah by itself. So you'd have to give the same answer along the lines of what we said, that even though the tchilas din was that Chazal didn't want you to be mekayim two mitzvahs together, but because of that, they said never pile on two mitzvahs, even when it doesn't involve being mekayim the mitzvahs at the same time, but we don't want mitzvahs to be done all together at once.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.